Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
I'm an old man now. I know that we have a number of contractors and work trucks listening to us all over the DMV right now. There, if you're driving a work truck right now, shout out to you. Okay?
Yeah.
But we need a favor. White Brian, he of the I'm going to fight a hurricane in the ocean fame, for whatever reason, told Landfill that he can run through a sheet of drywall for the mere sum of $50.
That's not hard to do.
Sure.
Drywall, the easiest thing to run through.
Well,
make it plywood.
Ooh.
Yeah, plywood.
Yeah, that's not happening.
About a quarter inch thick.
All right,
let's bust through that.
Let's stick with what we can accomplish. What I think we can accomplish today. For $50, White Brian's going to run through a sheet of drywall. We don't have any drywall. So as soon as Landfill told me this, I said, yes, let's do this. And I started walking around the office feeling for empty spots in drywall.
Yeah, because he went into one of them studs, he's going to be worse than that damn hurricane got him at the bottom of the ocean.
Well, Landfill then informed me, dude, he can't do it in the office. And I was like, that makes sense. You can't just run through the walls of the office. I don't often agree with things, but that's fair, right? I don't think
actually, you know, you need to stop right now because we've already been told about these competitions over there like that.
This isn't a competition. This is just him doing it.
That's still a competition.
No.
It's a guy running based off of you on the radio doing it. He gets hurt. It's on you and the station.
It's on the station.
On you and the station because I'm not involved with it.
Brian's not involved.
Ain't nothing a waiver can't fix.
I mean, Jeff went out and hit the golf balls. It's no different than that.
No, Jeff hitting a golf ball.
And he missed.
He ain't running. That was awful. We haven't had that discussion yet. But him running through drywall, he shouldn't get hurt at all.
Yeah.
He get hurt going through drywall, then he still got remnants from his damn concussion.
So if you're in a work truck and you got a sheet of drywall in your truck and you can come by 1015 Half Street, call or tweet or whatever, get a hold of us. And at 1:30, White Brian's going to run through it in the alley and we'll put it on the stream. What does a sheet of drywall cost? I will cover the cost. $10?
It ain't going to be $10.
How much is one sheet of drywall?
I guarantee it's not $10.
I'm Googling it.
Hell, you can't get nails for $10.
You can't get eggs for $10.
We know that.
All right. If you buy 26 or more, it's $21.
A piece?
I don't think we need 26 of them.
21 a piece? $21 a piece or $21 total?
How about this? According to construction estimates, a standard sheet of drywall, 4x8, cost between $10 and $20.
4x8?
That's a standard sheet. 4x8.
$10 and $20.
Yo, somebody bring us one. I'll cover it. I want White Brian to run through some drywall, see if he gets reconcussed or if he's fully recovered.
How are you gonna run through? You really gonna leave with your head?
His dumb ass, probably.
I haven't really thought through the logistics of it.
So you just talk and decide once you get into the action.
The other great part is presumably Jeff. We'll have to...
Oh, Greg just hit us.
Yeah, $11 for a sheet of drywall.
Greg, well, bring it. Bring a sheet.
Yo, gee, if you're around the city, bring us a sheet of drywall.
He's not around the city. No, he don't come this way.
He lives in Blacksburg. The other great part of this is just thinking through the logistics. Jeff would have to hold it up. He's either got to be 8 feet tall to hold it up.
Greg said running through one is not hard. You should make it three.
Let's just make it one. Let's just make it easy.
Two.
How are you going to hold it for him, Jeff?
All you got to do is stand it up. If he's running hard enough, he'll get through it.
Just put it against the wall. Stand it up against the wall.
No.
All right, if anybody can get his drywall, we got action.
Legal will be calling soon. All
right. Here's a real question. The show that comes on after us, Grant and Danny, presumably those dudes are all in studio today. Those dudes presumably are listening in some capacity to the program. If we had to guess, Grant, Danny, Stallion, Darius, or Toby, would any of them bring us in a sheet of drywall? They usually get here 12:30, 1 o'clock.
I would say if anyone bring it, it'll probably be Toby or Stallion.
There's no way Stallion will. Unless
Stallion likes to see funny stuff. Hey, you know, you know, he likes funny stuff.
There's zero chance Danny will. Grant's got 100 little kids. I just think he's too busy to run by Home Depot.
His wife busy. He ain't busy.
I don't see Darius doing it. I think our best chances are Toby or Stallion, and therefore I think our chances are pretty slim.
Nah, man, Toby will do it, man.
All right. Tobo, challenge.
Toby want to hang out in a certain spot with us in Madrid, so hell, Toby changing up.
Look at that. He's taking Toby to the club.
Tear the club up.
All right. Jeff Chadha is a reporter we've had on repeatedly. Really smart guy. Was at Sports Illustrated for a long time. Now works for NFL.com. Jeffrey was talking about who are contenders, who are pretenders in the NFL. And the NFL's off to a bit of a funky start. The Ravens were the Super Bowl favorite established by Las Vegas coming into the season. The Ravens are now 1-3, have a litany of injuries, and honestly, defensively, just seem really, really messy. I don't think it's hard. There's only two undefeated teams at this point. I don't think it's hard to say who the leaders are. In the AFC is the Bills. In the NFC, it's the Eagles. That's
it.
Not difficult. There's a whole bunch of other teams, though, that you wonder if they're real, if they're fake. I don't know the answers. We'll find out a lot more over the next month. Like the Jags and the Niners are both 3-1. Are those Super Bowl teams? I'm not so sure.
Jags are playing a lot better than what I thought they would be.
A lot better. Liam Cohen deserves some credit, man. Although I do think Robert Saleh would kick his ass.
Yeah, he was going to get his ass kicked.
It was a very clear, like, hold me back guy situation.
No.
When he's, like, bucking because all the players
Robert Saleh was walking towards him as he walked away, acting like he wanted to be held back. You know those guys that come grab you and say, hold me back. Hold me back. Hey, dog, are you grabbing my shirt?
Right. Hold me back, guys. A classic. Let's listen to Jeffrey talk about what he thinks the Commanders are, right? If they're a contender or a pretender. This is from NFL.com. He listed a bunch of teams, contender, pretender, right? So we get to Washington. And I'm reading now. The Commanders felt the absence of quarterback Jaden Daniels this past weekend. Marcus Mariota was capable enough to lead the team past Las Vegas in week 3, but the Falcons presented a different test in a 34-27 loss. The problem is that the Falcons didn't feel like a strong challenge coming in, as their offense was averaging just 14 points a game through the first 3 weeks. Not only was Mariota an issue, he only threw for 156 yards, but Atlanta lit up the defense for 435 yards and several explosive plays. It says here that the offense will look a lot better when Daniels is back from injury, along with a couple more key performers on the unit, Terry McLaurin and Noah Brown. It's been reported that Daniels should return for this week's game against the Chargers. That's when you'll see Washington set things right. The Commanders made the playoffs last season with a mediocre defense. They can do it again.
Mm-hmm.
What's your reaction there, B?
I agree. I think the thing about, you mentioned something earlier, was it John, about Jaden doesn't play defense, but his explosion. When Jaden's out there, they get extra plays on offense, which puts pressure on the other team's defense and offense. If they get to the rhythm they had last year where they have those long, sustained drives and they end up with touchdowns at the end, that doesn't just affect the team's defense. That makes their offense have to answer what you're doing. If you watch the game the other night with the Packers and the Cowboys, both of those defenses were in shambles. They didn't know what the hell was hitting them.
Dak was excellent.
Because the offenses were playing so effective down the stretch, it made the defenses have to figure out something, which normally is not what you normally do all the time. So you end up trying something new and you're not very good at it and you get exploited. So it will help out. And I think that helps. What I don't want is when he gets back healthy, everybody leans on him. Let him do the things he needs to do within the rhythm of the offense. And if there's something there, you take it. But don't start, oh, yeah, he'll pull us through. Do your damn job to make his a little easier.
To me, through four games, 2 wins, 2 losses, the Giants game offensively was a real challenge, and I put a lot of that on Russ Wilson's performance.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
There's a reason he got benched. But the win over the Giants, the offense was limited. The win over the Raiders, I thought offensively they looked pretty good. They ran the hell out of the football.
Yeah,
they scored
did.
40 points. They had big plays all over the field. But the difference to me in 2 wins and 2 losses, I don't even look at the offense. If you want to look at the offensive line, you can. But to me, it's the defensive line, man. In 2 wins, the defensive line has looked dominant.
Yeah.
In the Giants and the Raiders win, Payne, Kinlaw really dominated inside. And if you dominate inside, you get pressure off the edges. Everything kind of works its way back from there.
Mm-hmm.
And in the 2 losses, they didn't.
Yeah.
Now, Atlanta was able to beat them more.
That offensive line looked horrible in Green Bay.
Totally.
Yeah.
Atlanta was able to get to the edges, and they had an elite back that can get to the edges. I just think my contender-pretender thing, one, I think it's too early. The only teams I can tell you definitively are contenders are the Eagles and the Bills.
They're not contenders. They are already there. They're the ones people chasing.
Right. Like
they're the chasees.
But we could have told you that a month ago. We probably could have told you that on the 4th of July. Like, I don't think that's much of a surprise. I'm not even sure, at least offensively, Philly's not even playing their best ball. I think if anybody wants to be dismissive of Washington, we'll go around the NFL and try to determine best teams and worst teams per record. But, like, just looking at the NFC, of the teams with a better record than Washington, are the Eagles better than Washington? Yes. Sucks to say, but they are. I think Detroit's better. Green Bay is now 2-1-1. They beat them on the field, so you got to say they're better, but Green Bay has looked not as good over these last 2 games.
Yep.
Is Tampa definitively better?
I don't know if they're definitively better.
They have a better record. They're 3-1.
Better record, but we don't know.
Are the Niners are 3-1. Are they definitively better than Washington?
Can't say that.
I think right now you could say the Seahawks are because the way they play defense. The Seahawks are 3-1. They're plus 44 in point differential. The Seahawks, I might say, are definitively better. And these things evolve over the course of months and months and months of a football season. Mm. I would say the Rams are definitively better. That young Rams defense has turned into a force. Offensively, they got a lot of weapons.
Puka Nacua got 47 receptions in 4 weeks.
Dude, just a beast. It's a fullback with receiver speed and hands. He's a physical beast. Having Adams as your number two. But just looking at the NFC, I mean, I guess you got to take the Falcons into consideration because they just lost to them. They have the same record as the Falcons, mm-hmm. same record as the Vikings, same record as the Bears. Like, if you're looking at, and this is perhaps silly, but just as an exercise, playoff teams in the NFC, the Eagles would be the one seed. They would win the East. The Lions would be, I don't know the tiebreakers, right? But let's just go through it. The Eagles would be the one seed. They're undefeated. They'd win the East. The Lions would win the North. The Bucks would win the South. You got a big old pile of stuff for the West. You got three teams at 3-1. So somebody wins that. If you were projecting it out right now, two of your wild card teams would be from the West. And then I suppose Green Bay would get in for the last spot because they're 2-1-1 instead of 2-2. Mm-hmm. Washington's right there. And then if you look, here's who I can tell you Washington's definitely better than. There's 16 teams per conference, right? Mm-hmm. They're better than the Saints. They're better than the Panthers. They're better than the Cardinals. They're better than the Giants. They're better than the Cowboys. That's you could start to eliminate some of this. So
yeah, but all they need to do is get better. They can't be worrying about the other teams right now. They would need to worry about themselves.
Totally agree. I'm just saying for the sky is falling crowd, take a deep breath.
They're not going to stop saying that. Even if they win a game and it's not by enough points, they're going to think the sky is falling.
People were saying that after the NFC Championship.
That's why
they
I
got
don't,
to an NFC
that's why I don't even listen to those people.
When we return, Commanders tight end John Bates joins the program.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel is getting you ready for kickoff with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is finally here, and the only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/Brian to download the FanDuel app and get started. FanDuel Sportsbook with the official partner, 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.